Hello, and welcome back to From Soil to Story, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
And today we're going to talk just a little bit about what it's like for us to run our own business.
Right.
And it's a lot.
It is a lot. And, I'm just going to get this out of there right now. Not too long ago, we were out and someone made a comment about, well, you're retired. And yes, technically, we retired from our regular jobs. And as I think about it, I worked 38 and a half years in the regular, not all at Eastern, 24 of those were at Eastern, but 38 and a half years before I retired. But then we went full time into our business, which we started in 2012, while we had another full-time job.
Right.
So, we just switched careers.
That's exactly right. And yes, we technically are retired from one thing, but it's our intent and our plan and what we've been doing is really working on our business full time. And the hours are flexible,
Sure,
but
flexibility does not mean that's not work.
right. And now, as I think we said on our first podcast, we've really transitioned to away from the farmers market, away
Yes.
from growing vegetables for everyone, and to
And baking
baking, right?
and making soaps and balms and
Yes.
canning jam and jelly and pickles and all the other
All the
stuff that
things
we
we
did.
did,
We tried to do too much,
we did.
honestly.
We were too diverse in
Yes,
our products.
right.
And we've really narrowed that down to a couple of areas, and that's where we're focusing our time is books, education about how we have built this farm, the gardening aspects of it, and your photography.
Yes, those are really where, and your writing. I
Yes.
mean, that's the big part of it. Writing and photography kind of go together. So, it's that creative aspect. And, I will always be a teacher. You are a great teacher. And we have stuff. People ask us questions all the time. How do you do this? How do you do that? And so we want to answer those questions. That actually makes me feel good to be
Oh,
able to help other people.
absolutely. And that kind of as an aside, if anyone listening has a question about gardening or self-publishing books, just shoot us an email and we'll answer those on a podcast and a blog post, on social media. We'll
But
answer.
we have learned a lot, one about learning to build a business, and then to actually our business evolved into from markets to mostly on the farm, and now with Five Feline Farm Press, we have had a lot of learning curves and have learned a lot just by studying, making mistakes. And I feel like that there's areas that we can help other people and things to avoid, things that might be helpful.
Well, and we both have been raised as do-it-yourselfers,
Yes.
and we brought that desire and skill into this business.
Yes.
And when it comes to publishing books, we are do-it-yourself now. It's all us except for the editing.
Yeah, it is. And you do all of the stuff on the technology end of it. I do, I would say, the vast majority of the social media advertising, promoting the book.
We can go with 99%.
Yeah, that's just my role. And
Absolutely, it's your skill.
that's how we do things. And but it takes all that we have. And but the good news is, after a lot of things going on in our life, including some family issues, some family crisis that's been happening right now. That's all manageable right now. But starting in May, we had that additional, the additional stuff that was going on, trying to get a book launched, finishing up the book.
Yes.
Recording.
Right. And there are a lot of steps that go into that.
Yes. It's not just, I think a lot of people have a understanding that, oh, I have an idea for a book, so in a month I'm going to have a book that's out that's perfect.
And I suppose some people out there might be able to do that, but the vast majority of people are not, unless you are actually writing your book with AI, which
right.
I do not do.
We are not AI anything.
I
do use spell checker on my social media posts because, you know, I don't want to be sloppy there. But other than that,
AI
we
is
are
not
for
writing
real people.
These books. So, you know, even still, we're in that process of now order fulfillment.
Yes.
For this last book, The Wildwood Legacy. And just,
which just came out yesterday.
Yes. And I just told you, too, that it was the files, the audio files were accepted for publishing at Audible, Amazon, and one other place I can't think of right now. And you checked on Spotify.
Yes.
And
sure enough, it's there.
It is. Which
that's
is
so exciting. That feels, that's such an accomplishment to see this. This feels like, because we had a family crisis last year, and so you put your writing on hold, to have this all out there and to see The Wildwood Legacy with the photo that I took right here at the farm as the cover.
That's
and
cool.
And then your words.
Yes.
That feels pretty darn good.
It really does. And I've been trying to decide how to feel about it because The Wildwood Legacy is book 3 in the Landau Creek trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So it is now a completed project. It is completed work of fiction in these 3 books. And from the beginning, I was afraid to even think about writing fiction that would be something anybody would want to read.
Well, apparently people want to read it because between the pre-orders and early yesterday, because by, what, 9 o'clock in the morning, I think, all of our stock was sold.
Right.
And that was, that's the first time ever that's happened. That
absolutely.
Was so exciting.
And we have more ordered. So
yes.
If you
oh, yeah.
want a signed print
that's
edition,
not the end.
You can, it's on back order. We'll get it to you. So feel free to go ahead and order. Apple Books is the other one I couldn't think
okay.
of a moment ago.
All
so
right.
You should be able to very soon get through copies through your libraries. There are 2 schools of thought about publishing. Obviously, Amazon is the big bookstore that's just this behemoth that everyone goes to, and that you can be exclusive to Amazon. And in the writer world, that's just a whole thing, whether you're exclusive to Amazon or you go what they call wide. We've chosen to go wide. I don't want to put any limits on who or how they can access
right.
our books. I want you to be able to get the book in the format that you prefer.
Yes.
So it's ebook, audiobook, print book.
Because I prefer an audiobook.
Yes.
And I will listen, now that I know that it's on Spotify, I hadn't even checked because I've been busy. But now that I know it's there, my earbuds are going to be in, and I'm going to be listening while I'm outside working.
And I am so grateful that there are people who want to do that.
I do and, better that way. My attention span's too short.
And that's the thing that I didn't want to be exclusive, is for that reason.
Right. And that's just, you know, from a teacher's standpoint, you know, how strong I feel about different types of learners and we aren't all visual learners.
Right.
And I am not, and we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity. This is a great book, by the way, and I'm biased. I'm not lying to you. This is a great book, though, and I think that the readers and those who listen to books are really going to enjoy it. I just really think that this ties it together in such a great way, and I'm very impressed.
Why, thank you.
Apparently, everyone else was looking forward to it, too.
I think they were.
That's great.
It is. So, yeah, we're going to keep at it. I already have ideas for the next series of books, and we'll start on that after a brief brain break. And but just, we appreciate your support.
Right.
We appreciate your understanding.
And some of the things that people can help us with as being an independent author, photographer, and publisher, some of the things that people can help us with is to leave reviews.
Absolutely.
On different Amazon, different
Barnes and Noble.
Yes. To leave reviews so that we can spread our readership. Because in order for us, let's just be real and honest, in order for us to afford to do this, because we have a lot of cost up front, and in order for us to afford to do it, we need to sell books.
Right.
And it's very helpful, instead of sharing one book to 50 people, maybe encourage people to even get the Kindle version or something that's cheaper. Or, I mean, the books are only $15, which isn't a lot.
But
I do realize that is a lot to some people.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that. Like you said, an ebook is less expensive. The other thing I think that, along with that, that people don't understand or know is that when we have a book priced at $14.99, you know, essentially $15, what actually comes to us
is not much.
After the print cost, after the delivery cost, all of that, even if you order it through Amazon, what comes to us is really a very, very small fraction of that in royalties.
We don't get $15.
No, we don't get anywhere
close
to that. We get maybe, maybe 10-20% of that, maybe. I'll have to sit down.
At the most.
So.
And then, we have a lot of other fees. One of the things you're going to be doing is delivery.
Yes.
And, gas is expensive right now. So, no, I'm not whining. I'm just saying this is just the way it is. And we want to continue to do this. And we want to continue to do quality. But it is helpful if we sell books.
Well, and I think
encouraging.
It really becomes a volume game. You know, I mean, nobody's going to get rich off doing the independent publishing unless you're doing mass quantity. So spread the word.
Right. And we will be doing we have a couple of events to be scheduled in July. I'm sure there will be more. Like I said, right now we have some family needs that are important. So, but we're going to be scheduling, we're going to be out there. And if you have a book club or some other group that would be interested in having us to come and mostly listen to Julia, but
you're right in there because you help feed all of this thought process.
I do have an entertainment value. So I'm the color commentator.
You help explain when I get stuck on things. So that is very helpful. But anyway, that's kind of what we're about in our business.
And we appreciate everyone who's encouraged us, and they continue to buy books, and they're excited about it. That makes me excited.
It does me too. It's super encouraging.
It is.
So, Anyway, if you have questions, I'll also put a link in about how you can get these books and just read to your heart's content and tell your friends and leave a review.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Absolutely. So until next time.
See ya.
Bye.